Hi, and welcome to The Takeaway with T. Dangell. And in this episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about the why and why I chose to do this podcast. So in March 2020, when the world went on lockdown, I was one of the unfortunate individuals who contracted COVID. And on top of me contracting COVID in March, I lost my mother in January 2020. And so for me, all of those events started to unravel my spirit and my mind. And so being locked in a room for 8 weeks to deal with COVID forced me to open my Pandora's box. I'm one of those individuals that deal with trauma by locking it away. I never sought formal help to deal with my issues. I kind of grew up in a household where we dealt with our own. We did not seek professional help. We didn't go out and talk to others about it. And if you did talk to family members about it, it almost felt like you were whining. So for me, I created this beautiful Pandora box and just stuffed everything in that box that I could think of. And when you're sick and you're dealing with the death of a loved one, it totally ripped that box open for me, and I can't close it. So for me, this podcast is therapeutic. It's also something that I feel others need to hear, especially in the Black culture. When it comes to Black women and our sisterhood, there are conversations that don't take place. And I will have to say that with my very close group of friends, there are so many conversations that you would think that we would have had, we didn't. We talked about our relationships with our mothers. We talked about dealing with motherhood. Some of us have special need children, talking about dealing with the anxiety and the pressure and the stress of raising a child, especially during COVID. So for me, losing my mother, and contracting COVID, and at that same time raising my special needs child, it became overwhelming and difficult. And so for me, I wanted to have this podcast to open up, to my friends and family to start a healing process. And hopefully the information that comes from these podcasts will allow others to understand and be okay with things not being perfect or things not being in order. I think sometimes we are our own, worst critics. We judge ourselves because we're feeling pain, or we judge ourselves because, there's something happening in the family that we can't get past. And the thing that we need to understand, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to reach out to get and seek professional help. I started counseling services in March once my mother passed away. And once I was able to get my health in order, I regained counseling services. And for that, I'm very grateful. I'm not saying that counseling is the key to everything and it's going to erase things, but it does help you kind of put some type of balance into your life. It helps you put things into perspective, and it helps you free yourself so that you can truly be who you need to be so that you can survive. A lot of the times, especially women, we tend to live for everyone else and not ourselves. And I will have to say I am guilty of it. Being 42 years old, I will say that everything I've ever done was for the well-being of my family and for my children. I am that person who has been stretched thin. I help and assist with everyone in my family. But what I realized when I got sick with COVID, who helps me? Who helps the helper? And so for me, these podcasts became that help that it allowed me to, for the first time, sit down with girlfriends that I love and I see as sisters and have a meaningful discussion about our lives. These podcasts are organic. They aren't staged. They are coming straight from the heart. And I appreciate every single guest that has come on and allowed the world to hear a little bit of their life. You're literally, when you're listening to these podcasts, you're sitting in a window listening to forbidden conversations among Black women that usually wouldn't take place. And for that, I think that it's so important that people hear it. I think it's important that people get that notion that it's okay to talk about the traumas in your life because they don't go away. no matter how much counseling you get, the traumas don't completely go away. But there is a way that we can work on ourselves to make those things, you know, be a part of our life, but not hinder our life. The most important thing is living for you. And so what I try to say in every podcast is the importance of loving oneself. And there are going to be some times where you're going to have to be selfish. And I said that. I am at a point in my life at 42 years old. I've raised 4 beautiful children. They're doing well. And at this point, I think it needs to be about me. I think that I need to move forward and I need to be unapologetic about my next steps in life. There's a second chapter. You know, we come up in a time where they feel, you know, where we were taught that you grow up, you get married, you get a job, and you stay on that job for 40 years. You stay in that marriage. You stay, no matter how toxic the relationship can be, you make it work because that's just the way things are done. And I'm here to tell you that is just not the way things are to be done. There are going to be some times in life where relationships have to be, you know, severed. And you have to be okay to say that, no matter if it's your mother, your brother, cousin, husband, boyfriend. You have to be okay to say that your mental health is more important than someone else's, you know, priorities or you know, their goals being met. You can't put yourself second to someone else's needs. And so I think, you know, when we're going into relationships of any sort, whether it's a romantic relationship or a friendship, I'm at a point now where I have to look into it and say, what's my buy-in for having this connection with you? I can't afford to connect myself to someone who's negative. I can't afford to connect myself to someone who isn't going to help me and challenge me to mentally grow. I don't want that friend who's going to tell me what I want to hear. I want the friend that tells me, T, that's stupid, and let me tell you why that's dumb. Or, T, maybe you should try this path. Every single friend I talk to, I can go to them with one scenario, and I will get 3 different outlooks, and I love that. And I need that in order for me to make a definitive decision on what I'm going to do. I want to see these different outlooks. I want to hear these different outlooks so that I can decide what the outcome is going to be in my life. And I think it's very important that conversations of this such start. And I think they should start as early as 11 and 12. With raising my kids, I allowed them to be vocal. I wanted to hear their feelings, whether I agree with them or not. You have to be unbiased. Allow them to have a voice and have a feeling. I came up during a time where children were seen and not heard, and that was in a statement that I used to hear a lot as a kid. My family is from the South, and a lot of those Southern hospitalities come with them, good or bad. And it's just something that I didn't feel I wanted to raise my family that way. I wanted my children to talk. I wanted them to be able to talk to me about sexual abuse. I didn't want to come up in a household where we put things like that under a rug. I have family members that are going through that right now, and they had traumas as a child. And we don't talk about this as an adult or don't acknowledge it. And it's ruining their life as we speak. And so with that being said, I just wanted to have a podcast that really meant something, not just a podcast for entertainment purposes, but a podcast that had a purpose. And whether, you know, I get an audience that feels it or not, I'm feeling it. And this was done mainly for me to be able to be free so that I'm able to do, you know, things that I want and not have a hold. I didn't want to continue to walk around with a black cloud over me. That's what I feel happened with that Pandora box. It was a black cloud that hung around, and I never really knew it was there, but I felt something was wrong. My entire life, I've always done everything the right way, tried to do things the way that someone else wanted me to do it. I never really did what I wanted to do. And so I don't feel that at 42 that it's too late for me to change. I think this is a great time for me to step out my comfort zone. Start doing things that I usually wouldn't do but want to do or have an interest in. And developing this podcast was one of those things I wanted to do. And so I want to thank all my friends and family that have been very supportive of this process. It hasn't been easy, you know, to have conversations that are not always in a good light about your mother or you know, your significant other. Those are hard to have, but they're important to have. And it doesn't define the individuals, but it is important to talk about how some of their beliefs affected, you know, me as an individual and how those things led to me being who I am. Now, I don't regret my past. I don't regret going through what I did because I really do feel it helped me, you know, shape into the individual I am now. But what I want to do is empower. I want to empower these conversations to happen, especially in the sister circle. Encourage it to happen, to have those rough conversations with your daughter. Why not sit down and tell your daughter about if you were sexually abused or if you were physically abused or you went through something through your life? Share that with your child, because I guarantee it will help your child make a decision about their own life. Some things are genetic. At this time, I always felt that I was not like my mother, but now that she's gone, I'm realizing that I am a lot like her and have a lot of her characteristics in me. And so for me, it's very important that I don't end up in her situation. She's gone now. And to me, she left and didn't have the most pleasurable life. And that's not something that I want. Right now, I wear a purse charm around my neck that has a lock of my mother's hair in it. And I wear that because every day I want to live for her. I want to do what she could not do, what she could not come out of to move forward. I watched her for the entire time I've lived, 42 years, I watched my mother suffer. And I don't want to go down that same path. And if I can do anything to help someone else avoid that pitfall, that's what I want to do. And I think it's important that we start having these difficult conversations. Sometimes, you know, conflict can be healthy. Sometimes, you know, addressing a situation with a family member or with a friend or a significant other, you know, we always want to avoid that, but it is needed sometimes. Because what happens is we have an elephant in the room that just stays there and gets bigger and bigger, and we never talk about it. And we need to start stripping that elephant. I can't stand how in my own household, my own family, we have taken this elephant and we've made this elephant match the drapes. We've decorated it. We've bedazzled it. We've put so much stuff on it that literally we float like it doesn't exist. And when my mother's death happened, I am the only one who was not shocked and was accepting of it, because I knew that she had led a difficult life and, you know, she had made some bad choices that led to her death. But of course, that's not something anyone wants to talk about because we want to remember her in the best light. I remember her in the best light, but I also don't forget the things that happened that led to that. And although the rest of my family want to probably not discuss those things, I can't afford not to, because I am her daughter. And if I don't deal with this, I could ultimately end up the same way that she did. My mother was 41 when she had her first nervous breakdown, and I was 15. She had it during the time where I needed her the most in my life, and she couldn't help me because she was having her own episodes. I feel bad about that moment because at 15, I was very strong-minded. I walked out and left her to deal with her stuff. I moved out because I was going through puberty. I was having my own issues, and I could not figure out what was happening with her. The way that I felt, she was an adult, a grown woman. She should be able to figure it out. But it wasn't until last year, having some conversations with her, that I realized that there are just some people in this world who can't navigate a way to find help. It happens, and she was one of them. And I was just so upset with myself that I just realized it now. I realized it literally 3 months before she passed away. I realized that my mom was struggling and was hurting all alone. And there was nothing anyone could do about it because she just couldn't find a way to move forward and no one could help her. And that is not a situation I want to end up in. So I appreciate those that listen to these podcasts. I hope people don't pass judgments on other people because you don't know. Walk in their shoes. You have to know individuals before you make assumptions about them. You don't know the life they're living. You know, I just hope that we could be a little more gentle and kind to each other. And before judging others, you know, be sensitive to that because you don't know the things that others are going through. That person that comes to the office that's bubbly and happy is probably not. It's probably the show they're putting on so that they can make it through another day. But be respectful of their journey and be respectful of the way that they've chosen to move forward with their life. And with all of that being said, you know, I really do hope that the takeaway is looked at as a podcast that's, you know, organic. It's put out there to make people think about their own situations, you know, not just so that you can hear our business. We're putting it out there so that we're hoping it will help you to figure out if you need to make some moves in your life or if there are discussions you need to start having and pushing forward with your family members so that you could come to some type of, you know, mental tranquility. We want to be, you know, sound and grounded with our feelings and our lives. And we can't do that until we address the past and the traumas. So I'm hoping as we move forward with the takeaway that, you know, it is something that will help to, you know, make the world a better place to move forward and accept our stuff. The only way that you can move forward is to accept your shit. I accept my failures as well as my successes because they make me. Thank you so much for tuning in to T. Dangell Takeaway. Take care. We urge that if you or a loved one is struggling with mental health concerns, seek help by visiting your local health department websites and/or employee assistance programs. If you are in the Chicago area, visit cookcountyhealth.org, click on services, then mental health, and you will find resources for a few things such as anxiety, depression, and bipolar. Be well and take care.